Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, 7:40 on this Friday morning. Let's catch up with the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners, what they've been up to. Joining us right now is District 4 Commissioner Duke Dunn. Good morning, Duke.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk a little business, and then we'll talk a little bit about your time on the board because it's winding down. You guys last night got a report from the Drain Commissioner, right?
Yeah, he gave us his report. He'd cleaned out 84 ditches. I did talk to him for a bit yesterday. You know, he's done a lot. Bob Wiley has done a lot since being Drain Commissioner. People's complaints over the years where nothing is getting done, the ditches are backed up, plugged up. So he has done a lot. So he spent about $538,000 last year, you know, cleaning ditches. And next year he said he's going to kind of keep going in the same direction. It's a maintenance thing now just to keep up on everything, to keep everything in good shape. So I'm very happy with the job he's done.
One of those functions of county government we all kind of take for granted. We don't realize, that it's there, that it's happening until it doesn't, really.
Until it doesn't. And that's when the people start screaming and hollering, and that's when there was change in that position, and he's done what he said he was going to do. So I think the people should be very happy with him.
Fort Gratiot County Park, that has been a very popular beach, hasn't it?
It has, and I sat on the Parks and Rec Board, and it's been in discussion for the last couple months. We are going to start next year with a $20 fee for non-residents to get into the beach because the beaches are so overrun and so crowded. Mm-hmm. They just decided this would be it's a revenue stream. The city of Port Huron started it a few years back, and it's been very successful for them. It doesn't detour anybody from coming. They're still jam-packed. They're lined up down the street, and I'm sure the county of Fort Gratiot's going to be the same way. So we're excited for that. So we'll see where there's no charge for residents. It'll still be free for residents, but the non-counties will be a $20 fee to get in.
All right. Well, yeah. And I think a lot of people are willing to pay that just to spend a day at the beach. It's a beautiful beach.
Well, they come from the south, and they're looking for water. They keep chasing it until they find an open spot to park, and then they pull in.
Somehow the word's getting out there that we've got something to offer up here. And, I mean, we were just talking off the air about some of the projects that you've been a part of on the County Board of Commissioners over the last several years.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to do a lot of great things. I mean, the new DT plant came to town, the St. Clair Inn, the county was involved in. It probably didn't go the way everybody had hoped it was going to go, but it is a beautiful project now that it's nearing completion. Larry Jones's project at the Wrigley Center is going to be amazing, and the county was quite involved in that also, from getting him the building to everything that's going along with it. The Magnus site down in St. Clair, none of that probably would have gone on without a lot of work from a lot of people on our county board. So,
you mentioned the Wrigley Center. I mean, I was just reminded that was county property for a long time, that old Art Van building. That was an albatross for the county. You were just wondering if anything was ever going to happen there.
Well, if he didn't step in, it was going to be probably a teardown because the building was getting in such disrepair that it needed somebody's love, and Larry has been the guy for it. I mean, the man's got quite a vision, and people are going to be quite thrilled when they get the opportunity to go in there and see what they're going to do in there.
It's looking really good from the outside. The signage is up mm-hmm. now. It's pretty cool. And just in talking to Larry about some of the plans that he has, things that he wants to put in there over the next several months, it's going to be pretty cool.
It sure is. Next summer is going to be very interesting downtown, that's for sure.
Well, and you'll have some time to enjoy the Wrigley Center and other things around town. Not serving on the County Board of Commissioners anymore, obviously bittersweet. You know, you wanted another term.
Sure.
It was not meant to be, so, you know, you get to look back on a lot of years of service. How many years on the County Board?
So I was appointed in 2015. So I've been about 7 years on the County Board. I did 14 years in Marysville on city council, so I've done my time in public service. I would have liked a little more. I still got a little fire in the belly, and we'll see what happens in the future, what comes up, and possibilities are out there. You know, there's always some boards and stuff that they're looking for people to serve on, and so I want to stay involved. The county's in great shape. The leadership that we have on the board, Jeff Bohm at the helm, Georgia Baldwin right behind him as the co-chair, I mean, Lisa Beeden. We've got some solid people on that board. The leadership, if the next board coming in doesn't appoint these same people to these positions, they're making huge mistakes because these people make things happen. So I'm very proud of them. Carrie Heptings, it's been amazing working with her. She's a great, great administrator. She keeps everybody in line. She watches the money. It's been an awesome, awesome experience. I have no regrets ever being on this board, and I'm just so happy that I had the opportunity.
Well, we appreciate your service. Appreciate you always coming in here and talking with us about the county board and whatever is next. Let us know.
I would not have had the opportunity to meet you, Caleb, Scott Shigley, if I wasn't doing this. So thank you guys for always being here and always being great people to talk to.
You're always welcome. I mean, even if you're not on the county board,
sure.
You can stop by any morning and say hi. Duke, appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Duke Dunn with us on WPHM at 7:46 now.